What's up, everybody? This is Hush, a.k.a. How You Stop Him, a.k.a. Voice of Reason, a.k.a. Unstoppable Hush. And this is Tell It How It Is, No Filter, episode 122, on Tuesday, June 22nd, 2021. How's everybody doing? How was your weekend? Happy belated to the fathers. Happy Father's Day. I salute you, kings. It's not for me to determine whether you're a good dad or a bad one. That's a big controversial talk amongst especially baby mothers and women, and who really gets to judge who's good or bad. You know within yourself, your own conscience, how you move. You know what I mean? Whether it's easy or difficult to interact, your intentions should still be your intentions, right? So again, it's not for me to judge, and I salute you. You know, sometimes you're judged for the moment and not for overall. You know what I'm saying? And that's funny because that's going to kind of correlate into the topic for the day. Again, I hope y'all enjoy y'all weekend. And you know, the start of the week has been smooth thus far. Praises be. Yeah, I have a laptop in front of me for once. So, current event-wise, almost all of my predictions was wrong, basketball-wise. I suck. Brooklyn lost to Milwaukee. Basically, the final four teams is Milwaukee, Atlanta, Phoenix, Clippers. I might have had Phoenix as the only one out the four. I thought Brooklyn was going to beat Milwaukee. That was a tough game seven. I definitely had Philly beating Atlanta. Not easily, but I had Philly winning that. Atlanta pulled a dope. Clippers, Utah, I had Utah, but I wasn't 1,000. So that can be the shocker, the surprise, and it didn't really throw me off a lot. Surprised a little, I was. But that didn't really surprise me. Phoenix over Denver, I didn't expect a sweep, though. I think I had Phoenix, but I didn't expect a sweep. Needless to say, that's where we at now. I think I mentioned last time, that's why current events are so, I think Tory Lanez is working on something again. He got a couple tracks with Kodak Black. The little bit of tea is that Tory and DaBaby got a song, so Megan unfollowed DaBaby, or there's issues there because they're making music. I can't judge that, you know what I mean? Especially when dealing with women. If she stands strong behind the events that they say happened, I can see her discomfort with anyone embracing alleged Tory Lanez. But when it comes to business, you know, I don't know if they're buddy-buddy and they look like they best buds during the business part. But you really can't, I don't know, how do you control that? You know, that bag is that bag. So I don't know. She'd probably have to just get over that. I can't think of anything else current. Yeah, that's pretty much it. The news is still the news, you know, there's still a lot of violent things going on. I'm not into that part of media here for this podcast to sit here and give you the discouraging, sad shit as far as the violence we see anytime we watch the news. They're shooting in the Bronx, shooting in Brooklyn, shooting here, shooting. I'm not here to really break all of those down. What I didn't mention, I don't think, current event-wise on the past two, especially with me mentioning albums, Migos, what is it, the Little Baby and the Dirt and Young Dirt. DMX album, Exodus. I'm late on this, but I don't feel... How can I say this? I don't want to slam it. Like, sit here and criticize too much. You know, there's a certain level of respect for the late greats. You know what I mean? And he's definitely a late great in what he's done for the culture. So, I think we get caught up in the fact that because someone was great, if they pass on, we can't really criticize what they left us with. So, this might be sensitive for some. I think the album could have been better. I don't think that was the pure X we deserved. I don't know if he was completely done and completely satisfied with how we would receive it, the tracks, the order of the tracks. I don't know if he got into that much detail before he passed and said, yes, this is what I want them to receive. That doesn't change my decision, but we don't know. If someone does know, you can let me know. I don't feel he was fully done. I don't mean the recording part, per se. I don't know. I don't think it was rushed. I think, you know, he did enough of it to where they said, well, we're putting it out. You know what I mean? Now, I say that to say that I don't think it's terrible. I don't think that's his worst. I don't think that you can't listen to any. You know, there's the cuts that I love. Like, that's my dog. That's my dog. That's fire to me. You know, anything with the locks in it is going to move me in a different direction. I mean, if I'm him, I'm the cheat code. I'm going to have like three with them. But that was dope. I'm not really big on the titles and have them memorized yet. But I'm sure there's at least two or three more that moved me. So I don't even remember the total number on there. I'm going to guess. Wait, I have a laptop. Let's get the total number of tracks on there real quick. I'm so used to being so self-sufficient and self, you know what I mean? That I don't be needing exact info. I be good with my guesstimations. But give me a second and let's check this out. Exodus. Yeah, so, like I already co-signed, that's my dog. Is probably the standout track for me. Dogs Out with Lil Wayne is okay. I do remember that briefly being something I liked. I don't really like the joints. That's crazy, right? Hold Me Down with Alicia's okay. I think Skyscrapers is another one I like. The joints with Jay and Nas, The joint with Snoop Dogg, Take Control. Nothing is driving me crazy though. You know, it's not bad music. It's just not driving me. It's not. The Conway Hood Blues. That's dope for what it is, you know, as artists with bars and actual lyrics. I gotta give that one too. Alright, so you got That's My Dog, Hood Blues, Skyscrapers is okay, Hold Me Down with Alicia's okay. I'll give Dogs Out with Lil Wayne the okay. It seems like there's 12 tracks or 13. Right, so that's my take on it. You know, my fault. Rest in peace to Earl Simmons. That I didn't do this review sooner, since I was doing reviews on everybody else shit. Taking a quick peek at something real quick. Give me a second. Yeah, it's 13 joints. That's about it. You know what I mean? So that's that. I'm an artist. I can take huge criticism. Did we do the same when Pop Smoke passed? So, for Pop Smoke, is no comparison to DMX. DMX already was solidified. Pop Smoke was getting his name solidified on the come up. He didn't have enough body of work to even sit amongst the elite at the time of death. But what I will say is I didn't pardon him in either. So any artist that passed, whatever you gave us last before you passed, I'm going to just judge it as honestly and as genuine as I can. So in the Pop Smoke example, no comparison to X, it grew on me. I like, and this may have to. It grew on me because I wasn't a Pop Smoke fan like that. He's okay. I'm just harsh with, you know, my judging is just not personal. That's just how I feel. So he was all right. You know, the first one, Welcome to the Party, had a couple cuts that I was digging. I was digging that a lot. You know, a couple. Not enough to say I'm a fan yet. Whatever he did in between that first one and the one after he passed, I didn't really pay attention. So when he passed, it was cute, the little him and 50. That's not what got him props for me. It was cute. I'm not saying it wasn't good. I just really listened and I said, you know what? He's dope. Not my top 5, top 10, but he's dope. X is still probably my top 10, even with me seemingly not loving Exodus. He's still in my top 10. Am I going to sit here and name my top 10? I am so all over the place because whenever I have these discussions with people, it seems like I'm changing my list around sometimes. I'm a moment person. So, especially with music. So I say that and close out with that part of the talk to say that God forbid on my demise as an artist, I don't want no special fucking treatment. If what you heard from me while living diminishes at all in my demise, judge it so. Who's to say that I'm gonna give you the best right before I pass? You know? And I think that's with everything. Sports, basketball, track and whatever profession. Who's to say you give your best before you pass? That doesn't minus or take away from what you've given as a whole, you know. How recent did Kobe win the chip before he passed? But does that mean he's not great? Or, you know, he's not greatness, a Hall of Famer? You know what I mean? So you don't really get to, and then there's ones that's left sooner before we even get to that conversation. I go back. Rest in peace to Drazen Petrovic. If some of y'all don't know who the fuck that is. You want me to give you some knowledge? Let me give you some knowledge real quick, especially since I have this here. My basketball people. Drazen Petrovic was on the Nets. It's funny, I'm talking about the Nets and they just passed on out the playoffs. Okay, Nets. Give me a second. Drazen Petrovic. Stats and death. Because I want you to, you know what I mean? Do your little schooling. Okay. Since I'm not used to technology on my pod, seems like I'm having little technical difficulties here. Drazen Petrovic. Stats and depth. There you go. I'm going to give you the stats first. Give it a second. My fault. He played 4 seasons for the Nets and Trailblazers. His career averages is only 15.4 points, 2.3 rebounds, 2.4 assists in 200 games. He was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2002. Now I'm reading this. I'm not making this is over here, right here. You know what I mean? So, like, did he really deserve Hall of Fame? Kind of was too early, but that boy was a problem. Low key was a problem. I think Jordan gave him his flowers, believe it or not. So, again, he played for the Nets and the Trailblazers. I'm trying to get the years for you, but let's go to the death. So, he died suddenly, unfortunately, on June 7th. Wow, we're in the same month. 1993, in a car accident. He was only 28. His jersey number was retired by the Nets. It was number 3. He was 6'5", from Yugoslav, Croatia. I'm going to get off of there. That's it. I didn't really want to make a big stink, but I wanted you to know, again, do you get to give your best performance before you check out? That's a good question. That's a topic. I really, that's not the topic I was going to do. I may touch on it a little. But that's a good one, right? Whatever you do in this life, do you get to show us your best before you depart? And that's not something you can control. It's just like bonkers to think you can. I'm just saying that, are you fortunate? Or are you just still in your prime at the time of your demise that, yes, what we seen last from you was greatness? And that's into no matter what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, wow. You know, because that's a lasting memory, and it's a fresh lasting memory. Because now, when your name's mentioned, the last thing you did pops right there. Bum, bum, bum. So, that's dope. If you're able to achieve that. I don't have a percentage, but I don't really think all of us gets to get that luck. You know what I mean? I just hope that the world is cold. It is all about the last moments and whatever was recent. So a lot of people don't get they just do if the last thing they did wasn't their best. You know, if I don't know. I can't. I don't have to do that. Taking full advantage of technology. So let's check the year designer made Panda. Technology. You see, this is why I don't use technology. It doesn't work fast enough for me, people. When did Panda by Designer come out? I should know that by heart. I do not. It premiered in December 2015. God forbid Designer passes next year. That's not enough. That's not... He's going to be remembered for that. God forbid. I swear, God forbid. I hate to, you know, that he's used as an example. It's just going with my point. If 2015 is Panda, that's not going to be the first... That might be the first thing you think of, but it's not recent enough for the people. I feel like we live in that type of world that if it's not yesterday, you don't get props off rip. We got to sit there and marinate. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully that's not the case with everyone, and we can get better at that and know that greatness is greatness. And flowers should be given if the work was put in. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna just stamp that and say that we can never change. Hopefully we can. That was good though. Will you be at your best when you pass? I could part two that. How do y'all really feel about that though? You know, I don't really get comments. I'm not gonna keep down playing and talking like, yeah, we know who comments, who listens, who don't. The point is for you to go marinate on it. How do you really feel about that? About people being at their best when they pass? Or how close to being at their best correlates with the time that they pass? It doesn't have to be on said day, said week, or that month, but are your last memories of the person like, damn, they was going in? You know, with whatever they do. And I'm going to leave that right there. So, what I was going to really get into, kind of taps a little bit with Father's Day, sort of. Not really, but parents could feel me. Now, I don't know if you let social media influence this at all. Your friends on social media. Or what, if at all, anything that influences your thoughts on this. But to the people who have, and there's levels, because there's people with one kid. There's many levels. It's people with one kid. Now, if you have one child that, in my eyes, is not overbearing, I feel like that's within handling. But I'm not God. I don't make the final decision. So it doesn't matter how many kids you have. It's just an example I'm giving you. So one kid versus numerous, two and more, versus grown kids versus no kids. The grown kids and the no kids would appear to have more freedom or more wiggle room to do whatever, right? So you take the ones who have grown kids and the ones who have no kids. Or maybe you could throw in there, I hate to make it a battle that the grown kids, the no kids, and the one kid could kind of stay on this side. They kind of could do similar shit. So the one with grown kids can go, can pick up and go to Jamaica next week. The one with no kids could definitely do the same. The ones with one kid have to finagle something, but could probably get it done. So let's create a scenario. They're all friends. The parents with grown kids. The parents with no, well, obviously not a parent. The parents with grown kids, the folks with no kids, and the parents with one child. They're friends. They're trying to go to Jamaica next week. The grown kids, they lit. As long as they paper right, they lit. No kids, same thing. Paper lit, right. The one kid, they may have to finagle around to get that done. But it's possible. Who suffers? It doesn't mean a definite no. But now if they have another friend who has two or more kids, I'm not going to place a specific number, but more than two, they may not be able to bust that move. And it may not just be babysitting. It may be the bread, too. Vice versa. It could be the babysitting and they got the bread. So I say that to say, and you don't have to openly admit this, think amongst yourselves. Do you have any regrets on being limited if you have more than two kids? And the folks who got grown kids, back when they weren't grown, did you have those moments, those thoughts? There were things you couldn't do. Because, but this is all info, knowledge, mental thinking that you should know and get into before you get into the whole kid bearing and having kids, right? You know, a lot of people do things randomly, or even if it's not so random, not with a full airtight game plan, and that's fine. I'm not here to judge that. But do you get to say you have any regrets or doubts because of limitations you have because of the multiple kids at any point? It doesn't have to be an ongoing, lingering feeling. I just meant at any time in your parent in your kid bringing ups, whether that's current or you did it already, did you have a moment of regret at all? Again, I'll go back to how it started with the social media, because everybody has sets of friends. You know, it would be nice if all your friends, if you're married, all your friends are married. If you have multiple kids, all your friends have multiple kids. But sometimes they don't go like that, and you still, even if you're not airtight, you still have friends that don't fit your description. They may not be married. They may not have multiple kids. I gave the examples already. So, again, if social media plays a factor, you're seeing that they're turning up every week, every other week. They able to go once a month to this island, that island. I'm exaggerating a little bit. You know, the pandemic just finished, or is it even finished? Who the fuck knows? But just the move making is more often than you're able to. And that doesn't make you less of a person and they better than you. It's just that that's life. Life is about moments, times to shine. Your moment, their moment, everybody has a moment. This life is not just focused on one. So, just sit on that, think on that for a second. Do you feel you've had any moments where you were just like, I wish such and such. This wasn't the case, or I could get away more, or I need this moment to myself, but you can't because of your situation. But again, you got to be mature. You brought this on yourself. Some may argue how, when, why, and how it really break down the mechanics of why they're in their situation. But still, you had something to do with it. But you're human, so it's okay to have a thought like, damn, if this wasn't the case, I'd be able to at least bust this type of move. And yada, yada, yada. But I'm here to tell you that, again, this life is about moments for everyone. So you will get your time to shine. I said in the last pod, patience should be your best friend. So just because you can't go to Jamaica next week, don't mean you can't go to Jamaica next month. Have a positive head. Just grind harder. Push. You know, because for things you really want, don't come easy. You know, you may see people doing things, and you're like, how are they able to bust that? But they, not saying they better than you, they busting a move that probably really didn't take much for them. You know, people have default moves, meaning you could have wanted to go to Dubai. That didn't work out, so you got to go to Florida. And whoever's watching that can't even bust the Florida move is looking like you doing something. You really not. It's nothing to go to Florida. It's nothing to go to Florida. It's nothing. It's just about your timing, planning, organizing. So if they were supposed to go to Dubai, but they ended up in Florida, they probably feel like you, and you made no move. But they just accepting that and going to make the best of it. And that's the phrase of the pod, making the best of it. Because what you do is all in moments. You get a time. You get a time to shine. Believe me. You got to believe me. It may not appear that way, but you will get a moment to shine. So I don't want you lingering or beating yourself up much about it. I still want you to think, though, and be, you know, keep it G with yourself. Have you ever thought of a time where you're like, damn, if this wasn't my situation, I'd be able to X, Y, Z. You know what I mean? Because I know things can get overwhelming. Everybody need a break. You know, life is a motherfucker. Really, it don't matter what your situation is, you know. If you single by yourself, no kids, shit still hit the fan where you need a breather or a break from. If you with a significant other, y'all not married, y'all don't have kids, shit still hit the fan. And I could go down the line, but why? You know all examples. No kids, married with kids, not married with kids. Everybody go through shit. Everybody need a moment. I need to fucking walk away for a second before I fucking lose it. Excuse my French, but don't you feel that? Doesn't that happen even in your head, even if you don't verbally come out and say that? So You know what I mean? It's challenges all around. You're tested all the time. And it's about mental toughness. It's about being able to come out of it and say, you know what? Today is not my day, but tomorrow will be. Or I'm a damn sure give myself a chance for tomorrow to be my time. You know what I mean? So don't really trip and stress shit. I say that every time. Somehow, some way, every pod, I give like some influential positiveness about not stressing stuff. You know what I mean? So it's all good. You're going to be all right. You can dwell for a second on scenarios that you wish weren't, but that's just what it is for that moment, and your time to shine is tomorrow. Till next time, everybody be safe. Peace.